Philippians, the 15th chapter. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. All Scripture is wonderful, but this is one of those mountaintop verses. Christ died for our sins. And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. And after that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. Hallelujah. Going back to verse 3, Christ died for our sins. My message this morning is very simple but very profound. Everything that God has ever done for us through Christ, God did it for us. Everything God has done, and God doesn't have any rotten apples. Do you ever buy a bag of fruit? And it seems like in a bag of fruit, there's always one or two that have a little mold on the bottom. So I just buy something I can see. Christ died for our sins. And as I begin to just let this thought saturate my heart, everything that God has ever done for us, it was for us. I've already given the punchline away. For us. Before the mountains were ever raised up, before the ocean was ever formed, before the first bird ever flew through the sky, before the first deer was in the forest, or the first bear, or the first lion, before the Garden of Eden, before the first fruit or the field, before Adam and Eve were created, Jesus Christ was slain before the foundation of the world, before everything. God was planning for us before there was one blade of grass, one bird to fly, one mountain on the skyline, before the oceans. Were planned. God planned for us. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world." For God so loved the world. Even that part of the world today that is filled with terrorism, God still loves them. And God still loves us. And God still loves every nation in this world. But God planned to give. God is a giver. The nature of God is a giver. God is a giver. God's not a taker. He's a receiver, but he's not a taker. He's a giver. God is a giver. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave the best that he had. The only son that he had. He gave his only begotten son that we might have everlasting life. Christ died for our sins. As far as commitment, he died for our sins before the world was formed. I'm saying something so much more profound, I wish I could say it in a more profound way. Christ died for all our sins. He died for your sins, my sins, our sins. The Bible said that he was slain from the foundation of the world. Jesus Christ is God's greatest gift. Jesus Christ is God's greatest gift. You cannot outgive the gift of God when he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus has planned for us from the foundation of the world. Jesus has planned for us. God has planned for us. Jesus came to this world for us. He didn't come to this world for the animal kingdom. He didn't come to this world for the fish in the sea. He didn't come to this world for the birds in the air. God sent his only begotten Son who came to this earth for us. The babe was born in Bethlehem's manger for us. Jesus' entire ministry on earth was for us. Every miracle was for us. Every provision was for us. The Gospels, all of the Word of God was for us. Jesus' entire ministry on earth was for us. Hallelujah. Jesus' suffering was for us. By his stripes we are healed. He was marred as no man was ever marred. I have a confession to make, and I have trouble watching a real, realistic crucifixion film. It breaks my heart to even see a semblance, or a makeup artist, or what, you know, no one can ever make it as real as it really was. And when I look at that, and I think he did that for me. He did that for you. He did that for us. Christ died for our sins. His entire ministry on earth for us. Suffering was for us. His rejection was for us. The plucking of his beard was for us. When he healed people with the compassion of the Lord, and they said he does it by the power of the devil, he forgave and just kept on healing people. If anybody ever had a chance to get a spirit of offense, it was Jesus. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Rejection is a hard thing to handle. Harder for some, harder for many. But he came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as did receive him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. You know, Jesus' temptation was for us. Many years ago, that verse meant so much to me that Jesus, listen to me, Jesus was tempted, listen to me, tempted in all points like we are. Especially you men, listen up. I know this applies to the ladies too, but do you realize that whatever you're battling today, you say no one understands, no one's ever experienced this, no one's ever been in my position. The Bible said he was tempted in all points. He was tempted in every way, every feeling, every thought, he didn't embrace it, but he was tempted with that. How many understand what I'm saying? He was tempted with that. And yet, without sin. Oh, what a Savior. And because he overcame, we can overcome through him. Oh, you're getting it. You're getting it. Because he overcame. If every time temptation came to Jesus, he was a disaster and yielded to that, we'd have to say, well, I don't know what hope there is for me. The book says do this, but he did that. He was tempted in all points just like we are. There's not a craziness that Satan can tempt anyone with in this auditorium today or wherever this message will go, but that Jesus was tempted with that. No one understands like Jesus. No one experienced what Jesus experienced, and yet without sin. I just got through saying something that could be one of the strongest things you've ever heard a preacher say. The next time the enemy comes in like a flood, just tell him to take a hike. Amen. Tell him to get lost. No, 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 no. Jesus was tempted in all points. He knew what it was. Jesus' defeat of Satan was for us. Thank God. When the enemy comes and says, do this, do that, do that, do what Jesus did, it is written. You talk about a real word man, Jesus was a word man. It is written, Satan. It is written. Do you understand? Can you read? Have you been to school? Does your mama know you're out today? It is written. And what is written works when you believe it. I said, what is written works when you believe it. One little caveat there, you got to believe. Got to believe. It works for believers. Oh, Jesus' gift of the cross. The cross. I don't know why, but someone called it to my attention that we didn't build this building. Someone said, there's not a cross on the steeple. There's not a cross. There's not a cross. So we brought a cross in. I said, there will be a cross. There was a cross. It's empty. But it reminds us of the death on the cross. I don't know why, and I have no criticism in what I said. They were right. I looked around. I thought, well, there is no cross in the architecture of the building. And so we have a cross there. Kind of looks a little bit rugged, but it's not as rugged as the old rugged cross. Thank God for the old rugged cross. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus cares when our loved ones pass away. He wept when Lazarus had his experience. He wept. Jesus wept. Jesus wept. I know yesterday around 6:21, one of our longtime members, Jan Cox, went home to be with the Lord. Her husband worked with our business office. He was a retired banker. He said, I've never been so happy in my life working for this church. He said, this is every day I'd meet him in the hall, he'd say, Pastor, thank you for my job. Yeah, this guy's a bank president, retired, you know. He said, I'm so happy doing what I'm doing. And he went on to be with the Lord, and now he and Jan are joined together. But you see, when we hear about that, then we don't say it's all lost. It's she beat us. You know, the world goes around thinking about what we lost, but think about what they gained. And thank God they were ready. Hallelujah. And in speaking with Brother Tim and member of the family, they were just so thankful for the goodness and the grace of God. Hallelujah. You see, even in death, he set the example for us. Someone said, where was God when my son was killed in an accident? He was where he was when his son died on a cross. He's been there. Do you understand? He's been there. You can't throw a curve to God that God hasn't been there. He'll catch it. And he'll send it back with mercy and grace and love. And comfort and strength and deliverance. Oh, praise be unto God. You know, he was poor that we could be blessed. I said he was poor that we could be blessed. This church believes in blessing. Deuteronomy 28, strong back in the Old Testament. But you know, if it was strong in the Old Testament, buckle your seatbelt twice, because he's still a God who wants to bless you. Beloved, I would above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I had something happen yesterday that has never happened to me in my life ministering. I've been doing this a few years, as you understand. I was on my way to an appointment, and I overshot my exit, and I had to get off of 30 and turn up and stop at a stoplight on Montgomery there. And I just kept hearing this loud car horn. I thought, whoa, the light's red. I don't know what to do. Cars were whizzing by both sides. And I looked over to the right, and I see a $100 bill in the window. And I thought, what in the... Is this something illegal? Is this some kind of a scam? Is it, you know, make sure my door was locked, you know? And all I can see is this hand waving $100. I could see the $100 bill next car over. And then they kind of pulled the bill back, and I saw a big smile. And the big smile was on the face of a man that God has literally saved his life from a life of drugs and crime and crud and jail and prison. He's driving a nice car. He's dressed nice. The light was almost ready to turn green. I saw who it was. He rolled the window down, ran over, threw a $100 bill into my car. He said, "I've been chasing you down I-30, preacher. You've been moving it." I said, "Yeah." I'm still about half in shock, you know. All that happened at a red light. I think I have a now word for you. Quit running away from the blessing and stop and receive the blessing. Real $100 bill. I've got it in my wallet right now. Real $100 bill. You say, what difference does it make, $100? Well, Brother Nichols, what do you think about that? I think that's a pretty good idea. I'll be very careful about anybody honking at me after this. Thank God I wasn't unkind. I just thought, who in the world is honking? I've got a red light and all this traffic swirling, 18-wheeler turning, you know, making a turn. And $100 bill. And God chased me down to give me a $100 bill. You say, what was that, preacher? It's the blessing of the Lord. I said, it's the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. You say, why are you so happy about it? Because it happened to me. Well, what are you so excited about? That's never happened before. But that's one more story I can tell. If God has to chase you down I-30 and catch you in a red light, quit running away from the blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be unto the Lord. Children, have you caught anything? No. Cast the net on the other side. How wide can a boat be? Quit arguing with a man and cast the net on the other side. How wide can a boat be? Fished all night and caught nothing. You cast a net on the other side of the boat, and now you have more fish than you know what to do with. I want to challenge you on this Easter. I know the world's in turmoil, upside down. Everybody's threatened to kill everybody. And, you know, I've never heard so much stuff going on in my life. But in the midst of it all, I have a good story for you. Christ died for our sins. You can be healed today. You can be filled with the Holy Ghost. You can rejoice in the Lord. Get your chin off the ground. God's chasing you down I-30 to give you a blessing. I just got blessed telling you that. That made my day. Praise the Lord. I haven't told anybody about that. I've been meditating on that one. You know, the Lord providing a New Testament church, He did it for us. I said He did it for us. I'm so glad you're here this morning. We get to praise the Lord together. We get to sing together. All the musicians, we have some of the finest musicians, I think, anywhere. Did a good job this morning. Thank you. Did a great job this morning. Hallelujah. Folks, we've got everything in the world to shout about. Jesus is coming soon, and until then, we get the privilege of winning more people to Jesus. I don't know why it's been called to my attention. I just thought about it a few times, but Mike Warnke, who used to be a very avid soul winner, he said, you know, when the rapture takes place, I'm going to grab a sinner by each hand, get up about 30,000 feet and say, if you don't accept Jesus, I'm going to drop you. Amen. Well, whatever it takes, however long it takes, it's time to get happy about Jesus. Christ died for our sins. Aren't you glad you're not still in your sin? Wake up feeling like crud, you know, just don't know what you did. Afraid for what you said the night before. Thank God you just live. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Praise the Lord. I heard a story. I just catch little snippets from time to time. I heard a story on the radio. Some preacher didn't even catch his name. But he told a story that touched my heart. And I thought, boy, that's right in line with what I feel God's message is for today. Christ died for our sins. He said they were in their high school out in California and said they all filed into class and everybody was kind of sober because they were now in the class of nurse teacher Ratchet. Said she was tall, she was lean, and she was mean. And she was shouting at the class, and she said, you've heard I'm bad, and you got it right. You've heard I'm a disciplinarian. I'll drag you out in the hall and give you licks. That's when they used to give licks, you know. That's what's wrong with the world today. They don't get any discipline for anything. I'm afraid I'll hurt little Johnny if I give him a spanking. I wish my parents had discovered that truth. It hurts me more than it hurts you. I never bought that one, but it worked. But he said, she said, you've heard that my classes are hard. She said, they are hard, but they're not too hard. You've heard that people flunk my class. They don't graduate. She said, you're partially right. By that time, she had everybody's attention. She said, you want to start something? I'll finish it. Not a word was being said. But she said, let me tell you something else. I'll do everything within my power to help you graduate. I'll stay with you after school. I'll tutor you. I will help you. If you have problems, I'll do whatever I can do. Because my purpose is not only to maintain discipline in this class, but to teach you so well and to help you that if you fail, it's your fault, not mine. When I heard that simple little story, I thought that sounds like God to me. You want to play hardball? Bible's full of folks that tried to play hardball with God. The Herods and the Pharaohs and a few others. Sanballats and Tobias. And there were some crazy people in the Bible. Life didn't go very well for them. But let me tell you something about God. Let me tell you something about God. He did it all for you to make it. Everything in this Bible is in this Bible so that you can make it. That you can make it as a person. You can make it financially. You can make it physically. You can make it mentally. Everything, are you listening to me? Everything in this Bible, God did it for you, for me, for us. This Bible is not against you. This Bible is for you. True New Testament preaching and teaching is not against you. It is for you. To help you. To encourage you. Dear God, go through the Psalms and read all the times and the moods and the things that happened just to King David. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. Everything in God's kingdom is to help us. Tithing is to help us. Giving is to help us. The joy of the Lord is to help us. To sing the high praises of God is to enrich your life. To love one another means your life is a much fuller life. Go through life being a grouch and a square peg in a round hole. I mean, just relax and let God flow through you. Everything in God's kingdom, everything in God's economy, everything in God's word, every commandment, every admonition, every story, every parable, every miracle, everything God ever did, God did it for us. So you can make it. So you could make it. Oh, praise God. You know that's true, don't you? Hallelujah. Well, I'm through. I'm just waiting for you to get it. Hallelujah. Everything God has ever done, God did it for you. God did it so we can make it. God did it so we can rise above the craziness of this world system. Let the world be crazy, but they that know God will operate in perfect peace, the peace of God that passes all understanding. What's going to happen to the world? What's going to happen? Oh, people say, I'm afraid the whole world's going to blow up and go boom. Well, if it does, I go up. I've got preferential insurance. When I was just early on in the ministry, I was flying somewhere and someone got to talking to me about insurance, and they said, well, I've got this insurance, and I've got that, and I've got that, and I believe in good insurance. They said, what about you, young man? I said, I've got the best insurance in the world. He said, well, what if this plane goes down? I said, I go up. I go straight up first class. Not business class, first class, you understand? Hallelujah. No matter what happens in this world, if the whole thing goes boom before I get through preaching, I go up. And you go up with me. We're going to have a party of all parties. Oh, we're going to rejoice in the Lord. And we're going to say, thank God He's alive, He's alive, He's alive. Christ died for my sins. Hallelujah. Would you stand with us? Hallelujah. I don't know what key it is, but because he lives, I can face tomorrow. What key is it? Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. One more time, would you sing it with me? Like to bless with the outreach. We've done a lot of outreach for this Sunday. Outreach spells souls at Calvary Cathedral. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for just being here for this Easter. And come back tonight, 6:30. And hey, let's just live the rest of our life. Let's enjoy the abundant life. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your, there's a little switch inside that says let or not let. Let, not let. Just let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Behold, I go and prepare a place for you that where I am, we're going to be where he am. Hallelujah. We're going to be where he am. Hallelujah. Where I am, there you may be also. Hallelujah. God bless you. If you'd like and need prayer for you, healing, help, whatever, we have staff here ready to pray. If you just come and let them do that. Because he lives.